Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And good morning. We just thank the Lord for another day, another week that he has brought us through. I see everyone is here this morning, like they need help and strength. So we thank him for all of that this morning. And we just thank God, you know, for being God. Sometimes we forget who he is. But we should all remember who he is in our lives. Anyways, you know, he might be the same in your life as in my life, but we know that he's still God. He's still on the throne. Doesn't matter what we're going through. And the devil, he showed and comes down and said, look at you. You're a child of God, but look at you. You're sick, you broke down, you're tired, disgusting, divorced. You know, he bring all that stuff to you. You know, we got to realize, though, you know, that we have the greatest adversary in the world, and it is Jesus. You know, so we shouldn't be downhearted, oppressed. But anyways, thank God for another day. So now we will have prayer. I'm not singing this morning. We have prayer about, but we were for prayer this morning, brother, for the pre-rolls. We have prayer. No, we have a thing to go with prayer, though. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank God for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord. The Holy Spirit, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, you're about to do, everything you're about to, all the work that you're doing in our lives. Lord, we thank you for praying. Lord, we want to find the future care for me and the good thing. It's trying to prevent us from receiving what you have for us on today, Lord. And once again, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you. We just want to magnify your holy name, Lord. We are truly worthy to be praised. In your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Katisa, have scripture message.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be reading from Psalm 46,
first one, and I like to dedicate this to two very close friends of mine, Stephanie Stevens and Tracy Jones.
Amen.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried to the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled,
yes,
though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that word. The reading and hearing, doer of the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can't only not be a hearer, but doer of the word also. And I thank him this morning for being, trying to be a more of a doer of his word. So are there any testimonies this morning I want to give of what God did for you last week?
Amen. God bless you for another week.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. One of the grandbabies got to come home.
Amen.
Wait for us to go home. Papa.
Yes, Papa. Amen. Yes. Well, he's a proud Papa of twins. You know, yes. All righty, WW. Okay. All righty then. So we thank God that, one of them came home, the other one can fall asleep. You know, we just thank the first baby and she had twins. Oh, my. Praise God. You know, okay. Well, I just want to thank you. You know, it's a great testimony. You know, we have grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And I would, too, show up today. It's my brother. They are twins. They show up this morning. Okay, I tell you. And the dog in the house. We have our hobby, spending dogs in our house. But that's what my husband always say, keep us alive, the dogs in the house. Okay. Oh, I just thank God for all of my children and all of my grandchildren and all of my great-grandkids. You know, as those that are here, that are on their way, I just bless them right now. Put a hedge of protection around them now to keep them, you know. So we just keep them safe in our family and your friends. Yeah. Yeah. So we thank God. Okay. I'm going to do a quick little song here. Yeah, I think it's, oh, Lord. Is that something? Remember the song? Got here, forgot the song. I didn't get the song. I forgot something.
Oh, my God.
He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. The cloud may rise and stormy winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I found the Savior, and he's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Stormy clouds may rise and stormy winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found the Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Feedback. Thank you, Jesus. He's sweet, I know. Is he sweet, you know? He's sweet. We'll tell the world wherever we go that he is sweet, I know. Thank you, Jesus, for being sweet this morning to your people. all those that lift up holy hands and I call on your name, more, Lord Jesus. You say you hear us, Lord, when we call on your name.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah, so that's this thing that we know that he is sweet, and we got to realize how sweet he is to those that are calling on his name, that he hears us when we pray. Sometimes we say, Lord, do you hear us? Of course he hears us. He got the biggest ears in the world. Why can't he hear us, you know? But last time he said, do you hear me, Lord? Do you really hear me, Lord? I'm down here, Lord. You see me, Lord? He said, well, it's the thing to say, but we had to bring out how we feel to him. You know, he knows. He still wants to tell him how we were feeling. You know, we ain't all just holy every day. Thank God we never know, Lord, where are you? Do you see me down here, Lord? you know, he sees us. He hears us. But sometimes we just get out of our spirit that, Lord, we need you. Do you hear us? He said, yeah, I hear you. The first moment you pray, I heard you. But like, you know, in Daniel, like everybody knows the story of Daniel. They shoot it anyway. They church no one knows. You know, so anyway, but it's hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. It is. But he never said it wasn't going to be hard. He said, but I'll be with you, though. Why you going through? He got to be there with you. Because if he be in you, then he with you. So, yes, amen. Anybody have a song in the morning to sing? Anyone have a song? God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He blessed me once. He blessed me twice. He's been blessing me all of my life. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet that sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. But blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The song says God has smiled. He has smiled on you. He's been good to you. Yes, he has. I was in the bathroom this morning thinking about, I said, no, I've been blessed. You get how the generation, you know, things come to generation. I said, well, in my parents' days, they were blessed. Oh, they didn't know how to be blessed. They were blessed. Lord blessed them. No. And then my generation, he blessed us. Now he blessing our children. So he's blessing through generations. So, yeah, I said, yeah, I've been blessed all my life. And all the time I think back to when I was a child, and they said, no, you, he, my son all the time, his overalls all the time, and his bloody tennis shoes. Yeah, but, you know, but if you, a lot of people didn't even have tennis shoes. They didn't have bloody overalls. They had to, they go barefooted. You don't have two pairs of shoes, school shoes, church shoes, and you go barefooted or something. If we, you know, you go back from school, take out your shoes, and you go barefoot. You know, but you think back, then you say, oh, we were fun, though. So it was fun running around the yard, no shoes on, no, and doing things. But now you can't tell you to go outside anymore. You can't get them to go out, put the phones down, so they eat, put the phones in their hands. You be eating with the right hand, your right hand, and hold the phone to the left hand. I said, you put the phone down and eat food. Yeah. And you know, I really go through a day, oh yeah, I'm telling you. And this little girl or her mama in the basket. And I said, so she had her little tablet. And I bet she was about 1.5, she was like, oh, I said, now her mama is growing her up on the tablet. The tablet is really raising in the phone for our children these days. Mm-hmm. That we're raising them, the phone and the tablet, all the other stuff. And they don't go outside. I know my kids don't go outside. You know, they don't go outside. We love outside. But things just changes. So, you know, things. But anyway, I just started to think about it today. I have been blessed all of my life. I mean, I had everything I thought I wanted, but everything I needed, though. We supply all our needs. So that was the most important thing. And it's still supplying needs and wants. So, yes. My children say I'm spoiled. Yeah, I would say, everybody's like, you're so spoiled. They say, you're so spoiled. You're so spoiled. Because I get things for my birthday that I want, they're going to be spoiled. I know. Time is coming up. Oh, I just thank God, you know. Anyway, I just thank him and thank him. And so I better sit out, but he ran to get the word out. So I'm going to let him come over here and get the word out. So now we introduce our pastor, Pastor McPage.
Everybody clap your hands again. Praise God. Amen. So I just thank God, amen, for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we should be glad and be thankful that you're here. You know, a lot of times we're not thankful enough sometimes. And we get to looking around and not realize that, you know, somebody else is worse off than you are. Amen. Amen. We are complaining about the little stuff that we're going through and not realizing the people over there, and I don't know, having war right now. What about those people over there? Amen. Amen. Ducking bullets. Amen. Ducking bombs. And amen. And we need to be praying for them because there might be some flying over here after a while. Amen. And so you see how thankful we can be right now, this day. Give the Lord another hand, praise. If y'all turn me on back there. Amen. On my phone. Oh, okay. So thank God for the day. Amen. I don't know, you know. Sometime I've been asking, you know, about the things, well, Lord, where are we going and what are we trying to get to? And, you know, and sometimes, you know, we can become stuck sometimes, you know. How you get into the mud and you become stuck. And then I begin to wonder and ask myself, you know, are we stuck? Well, you know how people be stuck? They ain't ever moving forward, amen. Praise God. And that's what I was going to talk about talking about today. I don't know how far I'm going, but I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 10 I want to go with today. And so, Father God, we just thank you for blessing your people today, Lord. Lord, may heavens be open and may the Spirit be poured out upon them. And, oh, Lord, we want to thank you for the outpour of the Spirit, oh, Lord, for these in these last days, O Lord, you said that a time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And Lord, let us be refreshed by your presence, and let us be refreshed by your word. And we give thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So today I was just sitting there thinking last night, and I was talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and I was talking about how sometimes we become stuck. Amen. We are not moving. We're not going in the direction that God wants us to go in. You know, you become stagnated. That's what you call it.
Yeah.
You're never moving forward. And I believe in this last day, God wants us to move, wants us to move forward, because we've been in the same place for such a long time, and then he wants us to move because, you know, you become stuck. You're stuck doing things the same old way all the time. But we need to do something different in life. Amen? Come on out your old way. Come on out your old feelings. But don't be just stuck. Amen? You know, sometimes somebody says you're stuck on stupid sometimes. Stop being stupid. Amen? Amen. Let it go. Let it go. Let stupid go. Let stupidity go. Hallelujah. So we don't become stuck. Amen. Let me see here. Hallelujah. I just want to, chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want to start at verse 1. Amen. So moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that our Father was under the clouds and all passed through the sea and all was baptized under Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did eat the same spiritual meat. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That we're looking back here, we said the rock that was in the wilderness, that was Christ. Amen. And when I thought about being stuck, you know, we've not brought this up, being stuck. Amen. We can see the people here that God brought them out of Egypt. Amen. And when he brought them out of Egypt, he didn't bring them out empty-handed. Amen. He brought them out. They had all the gold and silver of the world. Amen. And he brought them out. But here, when we see, Paul is trying to give an example here that God brought them out. But somewhere in the wilderness, they got stuck. In other words, they didn't go no further. Amen. Amen. They went around 40 years in the wilderness trying to get to the promised land on a 11-day journey. Amen. And when I thought about this, when he said they was all baptized under Moses, amen, and baptized into the clouds, amen, and he let us know, somebody said, well, baptism was in the Old Testament. Well, okay, amen, and say. You say amen. He said they went through the water. But here we are today. Amen. And here we are. We've been baptized under Jesus. Amen. We've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. We're speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. Amen. We're doing all these things, but somewhere along the line, I feel like we're stuck. Well, we haven't gone any further. Amen. Where are all the things that Jesus spoke of that was going to be taking place? You know, amen. And when Jesus talked about all the things that were been taking place, and we still going round and around with our doctrines, amen. We're going round and around with the laying on of hands. But when are we going to move into something spiritual? When are we going to start getting to a place where we're seeking God? So, Lord, I want to be released from this. Lord, I want to go further now. I've done this for so long. Are we going to just be stuck where we are? Do not we realize that God wants more for us than just this? That what he gave us, this was just the beginning of things? That God wants more for you? Or we just want to be satisfied with the status quo? Just having spoken in tongues and just having received the Holy Ghost, and then we sit up and we say that, oh, I'm just going to make it. You know, this is all I need. No, that is not all you need. This is just the beginning of the thing. And we've been going round and round with this for all of these years. And then we're not getting into the spiritual thing. You know, by now, we ought to be doing something special, some special miracles, and some special miracles to be working with us in God. Amen. By now, we should have been tapped into heaven by now. Amen. How is it that we remain so stuck? How is that even in your life that you get into a place in life and it seems like you don't want to move from that place? And all of a sudden, you become stuck in that thing. Amen. See, so Jesus didn't come for us to be stuck. Jesus came so that we can get up, amen, so that we can move about, amen, so that everything can be better, amen. But if you be satisfied with just what you got, how is God going to do anything for you when you just become satisfied? Do we have any type of desire in us to want more? Come on, say, oh, Lord, amen. How is it that we became stuck on that? And Paul goes back in Hebrews chapter 6. We have Hebrews chapter 6, I believe it's verse 6. He goes back and talk about how we need to move. How we need to move from where we are and move into the things of God now. We've been in the things of the flesh for so long. Well, when are we going to move into the things of God? Amen. When is there going to be a move of the Spirit? Amen. When is the healing going to take place? When is the demons going to get cast out? Amen. When are we going to see and have visualized heaven? When is the visions going to start coming? When we have open vision to the Lord? God always wanted us to be in relationship with him, and he wanted to show us who he is, but if we become stuck, we remain right there where we are.
Amen.
We never move up, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. When we come in, we also want to move by the Spirit, amen. Not come in and have it dry, but you want God to move. You want to be saturated by the Spirit, amen, of God. Not just having the same old dry things all the time, but when it requires the whole body to get together and do it. We become divided. Hebrews chapter 6. I think that Hebrews chapter 6. And when we talk about being stuck, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We ought to be full of joy and full of peace, amen. Hallelujah. Celebrating everything about God. We ought to be, this ought to be a celebration, amen. When we're going through trouble, it ought to be a celebration. Thank God, amen. That God's word didn't lie to me. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
That God's word didn't lie. That God said you was going to be talked about, you was going to be persecuted, you're going to do all that. And if that's not happening, we're doing something wrong. We done become stuck. Let me see what it said, what Paul said. Leaving the principles of the doctrine. What is that? All right, let me see that. I might miss it. Amen. See. What it said, leaving the principles of the doctrine of the baptism of faith toward God. Let us go on. Let us move on. Let me find it right quick now. Amen. Praise God. But what he's trying to say, we've been stuck right there all our life. Mm-hmm. We've been stuck on the principles of the doctrine, the baptism and faith toward God, and we've been doing all of those things. And we've been right there for the last 40 years, and that's all far we got.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? You can find that, sister. That's all far we got, amen. We haven't went any further than that, amen. Don't you think it's time that we move further than just doctrine all the time, just doctrine all the time? Do you know that we ought to be, I think everybody knows we ought to be baptized in Jesus' name by now, amen. You know what I'm trying to say? Hey, everybody should know it anyway. 6:1. Well, I thought it was Hebrews 6, Sister Page. You said it wasn't there. Start reading, Sister Page. You made me lose my train, amen. Hallelujah. I know it's Hebrews 6. Come on now. Well, what's it? 1 through 16. Leaving the principles of the doctrine. No, notice what the principles are. Notice what the principles of the doctrine are. Leaving the principles of the doctrine of what?
Let us go on.
We're trying to find some perfection. Hallelujah. Aren't you tired of sinning? Amen.
Huh?
Aren't you tired of hitting the miss? Amen. Aren't you tired of doing that? Somewhere down the line, we have to find the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm here today, I'm out tomorrow. I'm doing the day, I'm doing tomorrow.
so far down the line, we have missed it. But if we just stay on the doctrine, we've got to start seeking out God for yourself. It's more when you read the word, that's got to be a practice of the word. Somewhere down the line, we're going to have to start practicing this word, amen. Not just be a hearer of the word, but start practicing the word that we read, because we've been just stuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should get baptized in Jesus' name. Yeah, you should receive the Holy Ghost. But we got to go beyond that. Israel was stuck in the wilderness, and God was trying to get them to the promised land. But they were stuck on stupid, amen. When I said stuck on stupid, they were stuck on their old, looking back at their old thing.
Right.
Looking back at their old way. Mm-hmm. Always going back to their past. And never looking to a future. When you're stuck, amen, that means I must be looking back. Mm-hmm. When are we going to start walking upright before God?
Amen.
Aren't you tired of hitting and missing?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Amen.
Aren't you tired of doing good for an hour?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next hour you're doing something else?
Mm-hmm.
See, we have to go beyond this doctrine here. Hallelujah. Believe in the principle. Those are principles. Those are just the beginning of things, amen. The start of things. This is how you get started. You know, anytime you're going somewhere, whether it's college or whatever you're going, you got to get started, amen. You got to go sign up for the class to get ready to take the course, amen. And then you got 4 years in between to make it to the end, amen. Has anybody in your life, has it gotten your life started in Christ and you just got turn around and quit? When are we going to keep going? Most of us, we always start and quit. Mm-hmm. We do for a little while, but then we quit. Amen?
Amen.
He says it's now time to move forward. It's time to move forward. Start being a doer of the word. Not just, see, we've been just hearing and not doing.
That's right. Amen.
God said, I'm tired. You're just hearing it. It's time to move forward now. Leave the principles of the doctrine. Whatever. Let's go.
Not laying again the foundation of repentance.
No, we're still talking about repentance. We ought to be beyond that. We should be. Huh? Just talking about repent. And you ain't quit yet. You ain't stopped doing what you were doing yet. So ain't nothing going to do no good to preach repent. You know, sometimes I say, I don't want to leave people behind because you know, I want everybody to go together, but, you know, I've been crying, repentance, and you ain't listening to me, then we got to move on to something else now.
Amen.
We don't pray, he said, I have prayed, and I've talked to you, and I've prayed, and if you ain't going to listen, I got to move on to something else. We can't stay stuck waiting on you all this time. And you're going to continue to do what you do. Yeah, you need to repent. Get the foolishness out, amen.
Amen.
You're stuck like that. You got saved and you're still in the same place you were when you first got saved. You ain't went no higher. Your thoughts haven't been exalted. Your ways haven't changed. You're still acting the same way, but yet you said you repented.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Your life ain't got saved yet. You're still loose right now, even though you got saved and you repented. You're still loose, amen. You still don't have no self-control. Where's your self-control? God wanted us to have self-control. Every person in Christ by now, you ought to have some self-control by now. You ought to be able to control some of your acts. You ought to be able to control some of your ways, amen. You shouldn't be doing this all the time when you say you're to repent it, or you're just going to be stuck on stupid to think that you're going to make it. You don't have to do nothing. Well, we say by grace.
Amen.
God gives you the grace to continue, amen, not to stay in the mess.
Amen.
What did he say in Romans 6? Shall we continue in sin just so grace can abound? God forbid that we do that. And the church has been that way for years. They stuck. Read on. Let me get through with that verse.
Okay, not laying again the foundation of repentance.
Not laying again the foundation. Not, see, we're going right back every Sunday. We're going back, laying the foundation of repentance again. Repent, y'all. Amen. So I said, now, I'm going to stop talking about repentance. I'm going to let my wrath. See, the main thing that's happened to us, we've lost the fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
People have lost the fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say you lost the fear of God, amen, that doesn't mean it don't bother you no more. You can keep doing what you're doing and it don't bother you no more. You can stay right where you are and it don't bother you. You don't have no fear in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no fear in your heart, like you said, if there's no fear, you don't respect God anymore. Amen. You didn't just took it that everything's going to be all right and I'm just going to do, you know, well, grace will take care of it. You don't realize that there are consequences to sin. Mm-hmm. Sin has consequences, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of us, the reason we dying and got near dead and dying so fast now is because we didn't realize there was consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Well, grace will take care of it. Yeah, grace will take care of it, but what about consequences?
Mm-hmm.
Every sin has a consequence. Huh? And everybody's calling repentance. Just repent. And then, well, maybe we've got to tell you about the consequences of it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And see, I think that is the thing, that we don't realize the consequences of it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize that we're dying early, amen. We're dying before time because we're reaping some of the consequences of our actions, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You know what I said? I keep saying that the consequences. We have to keep laying the foundation of repentance because nobody's changing. But sometimes you got to put something a little higher, amen, before you can reach for it, to get you to move from where you are to somewhere else. But we talk about the consequences of sin, you know. You know, I was saying the other day, I don't know what I said in this series or whatever, I was talking about the consequences of sin, amen. I was talking about, you know, how that, you know, every time you have sex and you're not married, you're giving birth to demons.
Wow.
It's
deep.
And when I say demons, because they're spirits. You know, everything, there's a spirit in everything, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? There's a spirit in everything. And then you continue on in that, amen. Shall we continue in that, doing that, thinking that grace going to get you back? Are we ever going to come to a place that I realize I got to discipline myself? I got to withdraw myself from that, not stay stuck in that. So you realize the more you do it, the more it draws you in.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? It's spirits. It's spirit that draws you into that, amen. And then it takes hold of you. You've been trying to get loose from it, but it's still been the spirits in you now, amen. It's attached to you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to loose the attachment? Amen. You don't want to be in bondage to something, that something holding you down, that you're giving birth to people. And then we talk about how the world, the things going on in the world, but what are you doing in the church? How are you going to talk about the world when you do the same thing? You're stuck right where they are, still doing the same thing. You haven't left your old to come into the new, amen. We're still all sitting in the same place and not realizing the consequences. Every time you could commit adultery, amen. You get consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of you think that you know, some of us go with masturbation, amen. Amen. You get, guess what you're doing then? You're having sex with demons.
Mm-hmm.
You say, how am I having sex with them? It's just my imagination, right? Jesus said, whosoever looks on somebody and lusts after them in his heart has already committed the action. And so if you got to imagine something, like, who are you imagining? If there's nothing being seen and nothing there that you have in your imagination with, you must be having sex with demons. That's your consequence. And then you wonder why you're full of lust. You keep. You're stuck in it now because you can't get a loop from it because you have created an atmosphere for it and you have opened the door to the devil. Now he's got a right to come in and attack you.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to have a right to attack you, but you open the door to him. You open the door to him. You got saved. And you know what now? You got saved and you went back to that. Guess what? The same demon came back and left you in the first place, and now you're dealing with seven demons. A lot of you stuck, a lot of you dealing with seven demons, and you're still up in the church. You're still. Because we would move from the place that God told us to move. He said, get up. Move about, amen. When are we going to do that, amen? How can you serve God and serve yourself at the same time? How can we serve God and serve mammon at the same time? You got to let one of them go, amen. Or you're going to stuck on one, you either got to hold on to one and got to let go of the other. You can't do both of them at the same time. A lot of us want God, but we don't want to let things go. We are stuck on what we had, stuck on our sin, amen. But we got to leave the principle. We shouldn't have to teach about this all the time, but people, old preachers gonna go to hell. But then a lot of people are because they stuck in something and they won't let it go. They preach and we preach every Sunday, but they stuck on stuff, amen. They paying some little sister, they paying some little sister a car note, amen, and they paying her rent, amen. And he's the bishop of the church, amen. And being that he's the bishop of the church, amen, and he's still stuck in sin, and he was supposed to be looked a long time ago.
Amen.
When are we going to start walking free of these things, amen?
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus has already died, he's already shed his blood. And he did that so that you can be free of those things, and so that we won't have to come under the shadow of the bondage of the enemy. You don't have to do those things anymore, amen. You don't owe the devil anything. Your body is not your own. You've been bought with a price. There was a price paid for you. And it must have been a precious product, amen, because Jesus Christ paid the price for you. He owes you. You don't own your body.
Huh?
Are y'all with me? What's that? Present your body a living sacrifice. Romans 12 and 2. Present your body a living sacrifice. Now everybody thinks, well, they said, no. There are gates on your body. How many know there's gates on your body? You got your eye gate, amen, the things that you watch and the things that you see.
Yeah.
You give the devil interest in that way, amen. It's the things that you hear is your ear gate, amen. It's what you hear, amen. And then we're still stuck hearing music that we shouldn't hear. A lot of this gospel music that we got today, amen, we got to be careful about some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. See, whenever you got two types of music, when you got two things mixed together, amen, it don't quite mix, amen. Amen. When you got the gospel bordered on rock, amen, your ear has a certain tone. It tuned in on certain notes. Did y'all know that? It's tuned in on certain notes. And so whenever you got the two mixed, well, we got strange fire here, amen. We got strange fire being offered up before the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, you need to stop offering up these strange fire. You need to offer up me some praise with a pure heart, amen. Come on, amen. We got to purify our heart. We got to purify our mind. I gave you grace to do it. I gave you grace just to get there, amen. I gave you grace to be able to do it. But you, if you got to do the purity, you got to shut your ear gate, and you got to close your eye gate, and you got to watch what you're touching. You got to be at your feelings. Hmm? We don't like to be at our feelings, amen. Because when you be at your feelings, you stop getting hurt so easy. Amen.
Amen.
People stop breaking your heart all the time. Be in your feelings, amen. Crucify your flesh, amen. That's crucifying your flesh, amen. And I got to crucify because I got to dead my feelings of what people say about me, amen. I got to dead my feelings of what other people think about me. You got to stop comparing yourself to other people, amen. I got to dead myself, amen. Because we're not the same. None of us was made the same. None of us was made alike. God didn't make us all alike. He wanted us to be different, amen. I can't be just like you, and you can't be just like me, amen. The only one to be like you is you. We don't have the same We don't have to say anything, amen. We don't have the same great thing to pray. We don't even have the same, we don't talk the same. We don't act the same. We don't think the same. We don't do nothing the same. But I can't compare myself with nobody else because I will always be looking down on myself rather than looking up to God. So God, I want you to stop looking down on yourself and move out of that shadow that you've been in for so long. You're standing in somebody else's shadow. You shouldn't be standing in somebody else's shadow. You got your own place that God wants you in. I say that all the time. You say, you can only be you. You can't be anyone else. Huh? I can only be who God made me, amen. Hallelujah. And then so I've got to come out of this shell that I've got myself in, amen, that thinks that I'm not about anything, that I'm nobody, amen. I might not be anybody to other people, but I am somebody to God, amen. He loved me enough, amen, to give everything up he had so he could purchase me, amen. So God did love me. Somebody do love me. I can't lay back in that place, amen, to think nobody loves me. Mm-hmm. And then the devil plays with your mind. You know, nobody care about you, amen. You know, yeah. Nobody love you. Come on. You got to come out of that mess, amen, and realize what? That I am somebody, amen. Mm-hmm. That God has made me. I am who God has made me, amen. I can't be anyone but who God's made me. So I can't compare myself with anybody. Who can I compare myself to? The only person you can compare yourself is God. So come on out of that shell that you've been in. How people talk about how you think you should have looked and amen. How you supposed to look. No, I look like the way God made me, amen. Amen. Whatever God made me, he said, when he made me, he said it's good. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what he said. It's good when he made you, amen. Hallelujah. That was very good when he made us, amen. And God said, you are beautiful and wonderful made, amen. I will beautify you with holiness. See, everybody tries to get beautified in the world, but they don't try to get beauty, have the beauty of God.
Amen.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And you want everybody to see how you look in the world, but when are we going to get to a place that I want to live out my godly expression that God has put in me? That's the beauty,
mm-hmm.
Huh? That's what beauty is all about. Beauty is not about fashion.
No.
See, we think fashion. The clothes, you make the clothes. The clothes don't make you. Come on now, amen. Hallelujah. If you don't put those clothes mean nothing, amen. So I got to come out of that mess, amen. I'm not doing something because of the way I talk, amen. You know, sometimes it's our voice sometimes. We're stuck. Well, I don't want to talk to somebody because I'm stuck. Amen. Yeah. When you speak in tongues, you stutter it. But Moses tried to use that as an excuse. If God hadn't told him, well, who made your mouth, amen? Hallelujah. Didn't I make your mouth, amen? Hallelujah. Am I the one that created you? But we become stuck because we don't want to say nothing because we stutter. We got to come out of that, amen? Going into all the world and preaching, you got to go out and start talking to people. The person you meet might be talking worse than you do. You trying to say something to them, they go, they might be worse than you, or you don't know. But until we realize that there's a kingdom to be built, amen. There's a place that God has for us, amen. There's a place within our spirit, you know, I'm saying in your spirit. There's a kingdom on the inside of you. We need to recognize, amen. There's a place on the inside of you. If we keep on talking about doctrine and what else we talk about,
baptism.
Hallelujah. We keep talking about being baptized. Yeah, you need to be baptized. You need to die. Amen. That's for sure. Amen. Read on.
And laying on of hands.
Laying on of hands.
And the resurrection of the dead.
You're talking about the resurrection of the dead.
And eternal judgment.
And eternal judgment. Yeah, you're going to, if you don't live right, you know, you ain't going to make it. You already know that. Nobody has to tell you. Huh? If you don't live right, you won't die right. And if you don't die right, you won't get up right, amen. I wouldn't want to die without the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. I'd rather have him right now, amen,
and then try to wait later on and don't need them. You know, I would rather have everything I need right now than to wait till later to try to get it. So he said, they went around for all of these years and they had received everything that we received, but they didn't enter in. Do you realize there's a kingdom, there's something on the inside of us that God wants us to touch? There's a kingdom on the inside of us that God wants us to reach. Because he said what? The kingdom of God is in you. Hallelujah. The kingdom is in you. Not looking out there somewhere for trying to find what it is that you need. Because you see, that'll keep you in the flesh. It'll keep you in your flesh. You won't have the desire to reach something. That's a place, that's a kingdom that God wants to reveal to everybody, not just some folks. Hallelujah. God wants everybody to enter into the kingdom. We thought entering into the kingdom was to go up Canada somewhere, but he said, no, the kingdom that is within you.
Amen.
There's a place of consciousness. Can I call it consciousness?
Amen.
There's a level of consciousness that God wants us to enter in. In these last days here, amen, that there's a place of consciousness or awareness of God that he wants to enter in. And we still stuck on that old stuff. We would never become aware of God. See, God wants to reveal himself to us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. But are we seeking? Well, Lord, I want to know you. I want to understand, oh, Lord. I want to understand you, Lord. I want to know who you are. And I want to see your face, Lord. I want to see your face. Amen. And so I'm reaching now because I realize that God wants to show me himself. Amen. Hallelujah. And a lot of times we can't get there because we continue to look at ourselves. It's hard to see somebody else looking at yourself. Our place of consciousness or an awareness of God. Amen. Huh? Are you aware that God is with you now? Are you aware of it? Are you just conscious? Or are you just conscious of yourself? Mm-hmm. Huh? See, we've been so conscious of self that we have not entered into being conscious of God. And that's where God wants us to come, so that we can be conscious of him, so we can see him as he is. Because, you see, God, see, when we talk about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh, amen. In other words, God's word became flesh. In other words, God's word was manifested.
Mm-hmm.
See, you've heard about it. You heard my voice and I've spoken to you. But now the word becomes flesh. It becomes a manifestation of who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so what God said, I want you to become a manifestation of who I am. I want you to be what? A liberty pistol, amen. Praise God. A red of men. And that's what Paul said. We are liberty pistol. Red of men, amen. I want you to be the example of who I am. What do I mean being the example? Amen. I want you to have ears where you just only hear me. I want you to hear my voice. I want to speak to you face to face, amen. I want to tell you, amen. I want to tell you all who I am and what I am. And I want you to do the work for me. I want you to be the word picture of my existence because I'm spirit. Mm-hmm. And not only are he spirit, but we're spirit.
Amen.
And we live in a body, but we're really spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm. You couldn't be made in the image of God unless you was made spirit.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your soul could be in the likeness of God unless it was spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a body. Amen.
Right.
And so God said, well, what happened there? The relationship that Adam and I had in the beginning, it was a spiritual relationship, amen. I could talk to God, and I could talk to Adam, and Adam could talk to me, and then we have a conversation going on together. And God said, this is why I want you to bring you into a place of conversation with me. We got to forget about that other stuff. I got to see, well, Lord, how is it that, see, we should be asking the question, well, Lord, how do I have this conversation? How do I touch the hem of your garment? How do I get closer to you? I should be asking myself those questions, amen, because I know God wants to have a relationship with me.
He wants to have conversation with me, just like he did with Jesus. Jesus said, I only do what the Father tells me to do. I only say what the Father says. But I want to do you the same way. But you got to get a level of consciousness, amen, up to who I am. Or we got to get into a level of consciousness. We get into a level of consciousness through prayer. You know, there are realms of the spirit, you know what I mean? There are certain realms that we operate in. So I said, I want you to come in into my realm. I want to bring you up to my level. Huh? Then we run about the book of Ephesians when it talks about the level, amen, he has predestined us before the foundation of the world, amen, to be the praise of his glory, amen. What is he saying now? I have predestined you to be up beside me. How do I get there, Lord? And so I've got to pray. I got to ask God. I can't stay the same. I got to be reaching for something else. If I'm just going around and around the road everywhere, I can see just baptism and all that. We teach on that 1 month, we teach on it the next month, and we teach on something else next month. And then by the end of the year, we'll end back up at the same place that we've been. Nobody went forward. Nobody moved forward. Nobody reached any height. Paul said, I want you to reach higher height, and I want you to reach a deeper depth than is in my world, amen. I don't want you to remain the same. I want you to go higher. I want you to go further. And are you going to be reaching for something that's higher than me? What did David say? Lord, lead when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to a rock or something that's higher than I.
Yes, Lord.
In other words, I got to get something that's above me. God is above me.
Hallelujah.
And what does he say in Ephesians? He says, unto him that is able to do abundant and above all that I can ask or think, amen. That means that what? God can take me above my own thinking, amen. He can take me above my own knowledge. He can take me above myself. You see, I've got to get above myself, amen. Not stay here with myself, but I've got to come out of myself to get into Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. See, that got to be an extension. Psalms 24. I got to go for myself now, amen. Psalms 24. Because we got to realize that's an ascent, amen. Ascension. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalms 24. Let me see what it says there. Hallelujah. Lord, yeah, go ahead. Down to verse 3. Not 4, amen, and 5, amen.
Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord?
What's that? Who shall ascend into the hill? See, that's why when I said ascension, we got to go beyond our flesh, amen.
Amen.
We got to go beyond our own capability. This is why it's that faith causes us to walk above our own capabilities, amen. Huh? And it's the Spirit that makes us capable to do this. How much do you pray in the Spirit? How much do we pray in the Spirit?
Amen.
The Spirit makes us capable. And if you would use it, we don't have to pay. Who going to sin in the year? So that means if I want to sin, that's got to be an offense going up. We don't.
We shall stand in his holy place.
Now, he wants to stand in his holy place. See, Jesus intended for us to do everything that he did. He stood in a holy place, amen. Not only did he stand in a holy place, amen, he said he stood in a place of power.
Mm-hmm.
When he said things, they took place. So God said, I want you to stand in a place of power with me. When you realize what he gave Adam dominion was power, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I want you to stand in the same place, but somewhere on the inside of you, that's a place of power, ready to be opened, ready to be burst open. Hallelujah. Because it's in the kingdom. Everything is in the kingdom, amen. The power, you know what it says? And thou art the power and the glory and the kingdom. We call him the kingdom. So that means that if God is the kingdom and the kingdom is in you, that means the power of God is right there within you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, but we don't think about when we say kingdom. We don't just say.
You should have clean hands and pure heart.
Do you think this is what it is? We don't have clean hands. That our works are not clean. Amen. We still in sin, even though we're supposed to have clean hands. Hallelujah. Huh? But we're still doing ugly things, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're still claiming God at the same time, amen. I know somebody said, well, I know God don't dwell in no unclean vessel. He doesn't. You better get rid of that. I hope he does. Amen. Because he sure will be in you today, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit comes in. That is why God put him in there to clean us up in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he has come into a, he came into a dirty place, amen, so that he can clean it up for us, amen. That's what the Holy Spirit wants you to have clean hands. Can you hold your hands up? You know, when you hold your hands up, you'll say, God, inspect my hands. Mm-hmm. Have I did in the wrong doing, Lord? Have I did in the wrong work, Lord? Inspect my hands. That's why you hold your hands up. And somebody said, well, you give it up. Well, Lord, I'm surrendering it all to you, Lord, because I want to have clean hands. I want you to be able to look at my hands, oh Lord, and see if there is evil way in me. So I've got to cleanse myself. So the reason we're not walking in the place is because we got to make sure we got to start cleansing our hands. He that has clean hands, what?
A pure heart.
A pure heart. Yes. And then we got to, because, you know, well, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the wickedness lies.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your heart, so I got to purify my heart. So that I what? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall what? See God. So if I want to see God, I got to make sure my motive's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you want something from God, he's going to look at your motives to see if your motives right. Do I have the right motives? Do I want it all for myself, or do I want it for the kingdom? Do I want this for myself, Lord, or do I want this to help my brother or to help my sister, amen? Do I want this job, Lord, just to have a big house, oh Lord? Do I want this job just to have a big house and a nice car? Or do I want this job so I can help somebody when they need some help? See, if your motives is wrong, God won't answer your prayer if your motives is wrong. What are your intentions? God wants to know this. That's why it says, what, folks? Hebrews 4, 12, something. He said, the word is sharp. Then it is another two-edged sword, dividing the son of the soul and the spirit, and know the intent of the heart. So God said, I want to know the intent of your heart. Well, when you come to me, what's your intention when you come to me? Did you come to me to get rich? Did you come to me, amen, because you wanted to serve somebody because I served you? Did you come here to receive, or did you come here to give? Well, what's your motive when we pray, when we ask God things, amen? Huh? If I ask God for the spirit of healing, am I asking God for the spirit of healing to come upon me? Am I asking him that just so he can glorify me? Or am I asking him so he can glorify God? What's your intention? A lot of times the reason the prayers are not being answered is because we have wrong motives. See, when we get where the focus is off of yourself and put your focus on God, then things won't start changing, amen. It's because what? If I love my brother more than I love myself, then my focus is not on me anymore. My focus is on my brother. And God will start lifting you up, amen. He'll cause you to see things because he knows he can trust you. He can trust you with what he gives you. See, that is why he said, I got to check your heart out first. I can't just put anybody in here. I can't let everybody sin, amen. It's because I don't want them bringing no dirty things into my kingdom.
Amen.
Do you realize why Moses didn't make it? He said, Moses, I can't let you go in. And he had did a good job.
Yeah.
He had both been through the wilderness, amen. And got there and struck the rock two times. That canceled him from going in there. God said, I can't allow that attitude to go into the promised land. Have you ever checked your attitude out? Are you selfish? You want everything for you, all things for yourself, and you don't care about nobody else? You can't offend. Until you get your focus off of yourself. You can't go up until you get the focus off of yourself. You can't go up without dying to yourself. Amen. Jesus had to die to himself to go up. Amen. He came down, but in order to get back up, he had to die to get back up. Amen. Come on, amen. Are we going to stay in the place that we're in? Are we going to start searching? Are we going to start asking? Are we going to start speaking? Are we going to start knocking? So that where we can get into the heels of God. Well, where's the heels of God? The heels of God. God said, out of mouth died. Out of mouth died. The spirit, the word of the Lord goes forth. Amen. So God said, I want you to come on up in your spirit. What else did they say to the same thing?
You can have clean hands and pure heart. But now
let
the soul of the
bounty. Uh-huh.
Nor sworn deceitful.
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord.
Right, and
righteousness
from the God of his salvation.
Amen. Right. And it's letting us know who's going to give it. Come on, start searching yourself. There's something on the inside of you that God wants you to find. You got to find that God that's in you. Not the God out there somewhere, but the God that is in you. We need to start a search. Amen. And you know how we spend a lot of time doing other things, amen. We spend a lot of time doing other things. Amen. We'll spend 8 hours on the job and sometimes 12 hours on the job. And then we'll get up and go to the party and we'll spend 4 or 5 hours there. Amen. And then we'll come in and watch TV 4 or 5 hours, and we'll spend a lot of time. But how much time are you going to see to find the God that is on the inside of you? See, it's an individual thing. For a long time, the church has made it about the preacher thing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it a preacher thing. Only the pastor and only the prophet can get it. And only, you know how they do. Amen. Telling you, you can't arrive at the things of God, or you can't see God. Only they can see God. No, God wants the whole body to see God. We are all body. We are all the body of Christ, and members in particular, amen. And everybody don't have the same office, but at the same time, if the eye sees God, the whole body sees him.
Amen.
Because when your eye looks at light, your whole body gets full of it, amen. Don't your whole body get full of it? When your eyes see it, amen. When you see the light, it just don't illuminate. It illuminates the whole thing, your whole manner of thinking, amen. It changes everything when light comes in. God is light. He said, I want you to find the light that I put on the inside of you that gives you the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's what we're searching for. Last scripture, Sister Patty. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Did you finish that one?
Yeah.
Listen to what Paul said that we should be after here. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I believe, verse 7. Listen to what Paul said we should be after here. It's because, see, what was the reason of the fall in the first place?
Disobedience,
but what did they receive? No. What did they obtain when they partook of the tree? You see? Ooh, knowledge. What they partook of? Knowledge. They got some knowledge that they weren't supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got the knowledge they weren't supposed to have, what did they do there? They stole themselves. Mm-hmm. And they became protected about themselves. Huh? When you become protected about yourself, that means you still operate in yourself, amen? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But as long as they didn't see themselves, they walked with God.
Yeah.
As long as they didn't focus on themselves, they were able to walk with God. So what is it that we think that's causing us not to walk with God? Do you think that we can be focused on ourselves too much?
Mm-hmm.
And realize that the power is not in us, but it's in God, amen?
Mm-hmm.
and that the things that I can do all things through the Christ that strengthens me and not within myself. That I have to know that it's the Spirit that is in me. The Holy Spirit is the one that goes into the presence of God. And I have to start using my spirit to go into the presence of God. And when I get into God's presence, then while I'm there, God reveals to me, and then it brings it back to my conscious mind so that I can know it. Let me see, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Oh, man. Because it's all about knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Gaining knowledge, gaining light. Light is knowledge. And that's the way it's saying, I gave you the Holy Spirit to give you the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I want to reveal it to you, but you got to come up. You got to get out of yourself. That is why it said, except a man is born again, he cannot see. He cannot perceive. He's not talking about up there somewhere. You trying to get up there somewhere. He's about to say, you can't get within your spirit that is on the inside of you. We've been had it outside too long. Well, I'm trying to get up to heaven. And when heaven is right there in you. Mm-hmm. That's different. Everybody, we're trying to go somewhere. You're trying to go somewhere. I'm trying to go to heaven. No, religion keeps you divided, amen. But you think you're going to somewhere outside of yourself. But everything is about what's on the inside of yourself, amen. Religion keeps you looking somewhere else. But the kingdom, if you know where the kingdom is, then you'll start looking within.
Amen.
Now you want to start meditating where? Within. Now I want to have my thoughts within. And now I'm going to learn now how to hear the voice of God because he's speaking from the inside of me, not from the outside of me.
That's right.
This is why you have to get to a place, get your spirit quiet down enough so that you can hear what the Spirit is saying. See, the Spirit is talking to you all the time, he said, but you're so much stuck on yourself that you won't take time to get it right and talk to me so that you and I can get on a good communication level where that we can talk to each other and we can commune with each other because I have always wanted to have fellowship with you. But I got to get my ears where I can hear because he's speaking by the Spirit and he speaks how? In a small, still voice.
Yeah.
Verse 4 here, amen. And 1 Corinthians. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything that you are enriched in him, in all what? In all the utterance. I mean, I be enriched. So Paul said, I'm praying that you can be enriched in all utterance. Amen. And what else?
And all knowledge.
He said, I want you to have all knowledge. I'm praying that you would get this, but I want you to know there's a treasure on the inside of you. And it's not that the treasure's not there. It's that you got to break in there. You got to go in there, and you got to get it out because the treasure is always here. Because he said, well, the treasure's in the earthen vessel. I have hid my treasure in the earthen vessel. So he said, I've put something on the inside of you. If you just go in there and look at it and see it, then you're going to see me. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to see me then. Amen.
So
because I put myself in you. So if you want to find me, you want to find me within yourself. Amen. Because I put myself in yourself. Amen. So that when you start looking for me, you can look in yourself and you can find me.
Glory to God.
Where do I find this knowledge at? It's already in me. There ain't nothing left out. Everything you need to know about God and everything you need to know about anything, he said, it's already in you. I put it in you. Because what he said, I want you to know the knowledge. We don't, obviously. Even that, that in everything, enriched in him and all utterance and knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was, the testimony of what was confirmed where?
In you.
See, the testimony of Christ, what Jesus said is that what? I'm going to be in you. When he that the Holy Spirit has come, amen, he's going to be in you. And so when you received, you got filled with the Spirit. Amen. That was the confirmation that the word, that what he had said, he had done.
Yes, Lord.
So you have a confirmation, amen. You know how you need a confirmation number, you know, whenever you get ready to make sure something is approved, you need a confirmation number that you know, when they don't trip your money, by force, amen. And then they come around and they tell you, well, let me be your confirmation. See, the Holy Spirit is the confirmation that you have a right. You have the, in other words, you have the key in order to enter into the place of God, because the name of Jesus is supposed to get you in anywhere. He said, who shall confirm you? No. So that you come for the testimony which was confirmed, so that you come behind, that in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he said right here, I want to confirm that in you. I'm giving you a confirmation for you to be like me. That has been my goal. What is it? Is Christ in you the what? It's the hope of glory. So God wants to glorify you. See, because, but it is a kingdom though, amen. Thy kingdom what? Thy kingdom come. In other words, the power of the kingdom of God is to come where? In earth. Well, aren't we earthen vessels? So we're praying for that thing to come upon us. We're praying for that likeness to come upon us. We're praying for that power to come upon us. It's because we need that power and the experience in God so that we can do the will. If I don't have God's power, how can I lay hand on the sick and you recover? How can I, you know, I'm telling somebody that God will deliver them and God will set them free. I'm telling them that, but if I don't have no power to confirm that, how is that a good word? How can I be telling everybody that by his stripes I'm healed and then everybody's sick? Did he take the stripes on his back or not? So what's wrong? Why aren't these things taking place? If by his stripes I'm healed, and what does it say? He was bruised for our iniquities. Well, why am I still participating now? Is God's word true? If his word is true, then if those things are not taking place, then whose fault is it? Why they didn't enter in because of what? We are all too tired. Right? We were too tired. And they all died in the wilderness. Never had them reach the place that God wanted them to be. We got a lot of people in the church. A lot of them have died, and they never saw God before they died. They never got a chance to experience heaven on this side. Mm-hmm. We're always talking about heaven on the other side. But what about heaven on this side? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do you want to experience heaven on this side? Would you like to have a little taste of that glory? Would you like to have a little taste of the power that if you want to somebody and say, be healed in Jesus' name? Mm-hmm. You know, instead of talking about the gays and lesbians, would you like to just walk up to one of them and say, you demonic act spirit, come on out in Jesus' name? Yeah. Wouldn't that be doing the will of God then?
Yeah.
I know. Come on. Let's come out of our stuff. We've been stuck too long. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Prayerless life. And stuck there. Amen. Continue going back and forth where we came from. We need to come on out. Amen. We need to rise up in these last days. Is there somebody on Facebook today? Amen. If you're on Facebook today, I just want to thank God for you. But you don't have to stay stuck there. Amen. You don't have to stay stuck on the street. You might have to stay stuck in the addiction that you're in that's stopping you from performing. Amen. You know, sometimes, you know, you got where you just can't perform. Amen. You know, can't hold down a job. Amen. You know, you want to go to work, but you can't go to work because you're stuck on your thoughts somewhere else. The devil done took your thoughts. If that's you on the line today, amen. Or you just know you're not saved. You know, we always have to bring this up and give you an opportunity when we talk about the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus so that you can be saved. But you can be saved today. Amen. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10 and 9, let us know that you have to start out with a confession. Amen. And then when you start out with your confession, then if you start going towards your confession, amen, you reach your destination. Amen. If you will believe, you shall be saved. If that's you on the line today, amen. And like I said, those of you who got in a covenant, you got in some type of covenant that you got into, and you didn't know what you was doing when you got into that covenant, I'm saying Jesus is here to break that covenant, amen. Whatever covenant is. If you made a covenant with the devil, you made a covenant with sin or whatever, Jesus is here to break that covenant. And if that's you, just put in a click there. We appreciate you tuning in today. Amen. Praise God. And so if you'd like to donate anything, you can send it to carechurchy@gmail.com. Amen. Amen. Or you can send it to PayPal or Zelle or Cash App. We appreciate anything that you send. But most of all, if you don't have to send in the money, click on the button down there. Just tell we just appreciate you coming on. And I would appreciate that if you just click on and say, I watched it, or if you would share it or whatever. If you help somebody, I would appreciate that. If you don't send up a nipple, it's just you doing that will be a blessing. God bless y'all on Facebook today, and we'll see you next time. Come on, don't stay stuck.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there anybody here today, amen, you need some prayer? And you feel like you've been stuck, amen. Amen. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Amen. I'm coming out. If anybody feel like they've been stuck, we just need some prayer. Amen. I plan to reach it, amen. I plan to reach that utopia, amen. It's a struggle because I got to battle with myself more than anything else. I'm not battling with the devil. I'm battling within myself, amen. We call it the devil, but I'm battling with my own desires, amen. Because everybody, we're stuck on our own desires, amen. Every man sinned because he lusts out his own desires. That's what he said. God can't be tempted with evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just under your head, say, praise God, amen. And I want to know it myself too, amen, because we need prayer too, amen. Because we're trying not to be stuck, amen. We're trying to move into the things of the Spirit. What do you need to say?
I'm stuck.
Amen. See, we honest, amen. Y'all ain't honest, but we honest. Amen. We've been stuck. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for removing us, O Lord, from the place that we are into the place that you would have us. Lord, we know that we've been called to a higher calling.
Yes,
and we know there's a higher calling in Christ Jesus, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And may we reach the higher height. And may we come to deeper depth in your and the knowledge and the wisdom of your word, O Lord. And so, Lord, we thank you for your spirit lifting us.
Yes.
Oh, let there be a lifting of the spirit of the Lord today, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lift her up, Lord. Lift her
thank
up, Lord.
Lord.
That she might come into your presence, oh,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
That she might dream dreams, and that she might see visions of the Lord. And, Lord, that you might speak to her, Lord. Oh, Lord, even in the midnight hour, Lord, as she lay down and slumbered sleep, Lord, we ask the Lord that we connect. Let there be a reconnection
yes,
of your
Lord.
Spirit
thank
with
you.
Us. And we give you praise for reconnect today.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are connected, but we are trying to reconnect. Amen. Amen. We need a fresh anointing. We need a fresh presence. Amen. Hallelujah. It might be a little dead now, but it's going to become alive when we understand it. Amen. Hallelujah. Right now, we're just at the beginning of it. But we're going higher. God guaranteed me that, amen. And God gave me by his word. So I'm getting high on this word.
Amen.
Is there somebody online today? Amen. Anything you'd like to say online? If not, then praise God. We're going to stand. We're going to be dismissed. Amen. 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 So, Father God, we thank you today, Lord, for your people, Lord. Lord, we know you're leading us to a place, Lord, that we've never been. Lord, we know you're leading us there, Lord. We don't exactly know the way right now, Lord. But, Lord, we have stepped out on faith, Lord. Oh, Lord, to make this journey, Lord. And you said, Lord, you would be with me, Lord. And because, Lord, you have to step out of faith, you want to be with us. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Continue to be with us. Continue to lead and guide us to all truth and righteousness. And as we dismiss from this place today, Lord, but never from your presence, we give glory, honor, and praise and thanks in Jesus' name. We pray that we dismiss, we just say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. What I say in the morning, I say in the all, what, watch, pray, and what? Amen. Thank y'all for showing up today. Amen. Y'all pray much for me that the door of veterans be open to me. Amen. And I make other poor things that need to be said at this hour, at this time, because he's got a lay in the day. Thank y'all. Did y'all bring food back home last night? Wasn't no leftovers?
It was way on that. They just brought us salad. Yeah.
Ain't no devil eggs back or nothing like that.
No, sir.
Well,
we
have to go eat, Jay. We just have to grab something to eat.
I know. I must be bought some chicken. I got it.
They'll eat up, they're going to take it home. They was making plates. That's what I said.
And then when they break, they
I'm not saying anything, so I'm not saying anything in
general. Everybody else going up.
They're going to eat.
Do we have it then? She thought it was good, huh? How are y'all gonna clip the lights when you come out? Trace debut as an actress. Who are you going to act for?
Mary
Tuesday.
I'll play on Thursday.
Ah, you play Thursday. Oh, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor.
Oh.
Nothing happening. Yeah, we ready.
I sent William the information.
Okay.
He said okay, so you heard from him. He said he's still good.
Yeah, as far as I know he went to San Antonio last week.
Did he?
Yeah. That's his first cousin down there.
Okay.
But yeah, we ready.
Okay.
That's the 27th?
No, 29th.
So it wasn't the first night, the Friday night, right? So where's it wearing?
I'm gonna be like that, but without a vest.
Mm-hmm. Shirt and pants.
Yeah, I just be on a nice shirt and pants. You know, just relax. You know, what I'm saying Sunday is what you do on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do on Sunday? Saturday. Okay. All right, man. I'm looking for it. Okay. All right. Saturday. T-shirt and jeans. I got T-shirts for you already. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna everybody that's going with me. You know, out of just respect and honor, appreciation, you're going. I ain't bringing that with me.
Where one of your T-shirts?
Yeah, it won't have my ministry stuff on it.
It's a
general T-shirt. It ain't like that. Now, I won't make you wear my ministry T-shirt.
No, it wouldn't matter. You know,
it's called Original Purpose.
Okay.
Shirt. And so, all the pastors that going with me, I'm gonna give them one, and you wear that Sunday. If they're not gonna be in. We'll do a T-shirt, jeans, and tennis shoes.
Okay.
And then, you know, then after we do like from 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 hour, we all just go to lunch somewhere. You just hang out and just fellowship.
It's on Sunday.
I will do their service. Mm-hmm. I preach their service at that church. And along the same thing I've been doing that weekend, where everybody dresses like they do on Sunday. What do you do on Sunday?
Oh, my phone?
Oh, your phone is on.
Yeah.